One of you might have packed something that wasn't theirs by accident, okay? Packing in a rush, poor light, easy to do. In which case, you sort it out amongst yourselves, understand? Now I'm off to have a shave. Lieutenant Blouse is having a throw-up behind the shelter after a viewing of the corpses, poor chap. Polly rummaged desperately in her pack. She'd thrown things in any old how last night, but what she was frantically searching for was not there. Despite the heat from the charcoal mounds, she shivered. The ringlets had gone. Feverishly, she tried to remember the events of yesterday evening. They'd just dumped their packs as soon as they were in the barracks, right? And Maledict had made himself some coffee at supper time. He'd washed and dried the little machine. There was a thin little wail. Wazza, the meagre contents of her pack spread around her, held up the coffee engine. It had been stamped almost flat. "Bup, bup, bup, bup," she began. Polly's mind worked faster, like a mill wheel in a flood. Then everyone took their packs into the back room with all the mattresses, didn't they? And so they'd still be there when the squad fought the troopers.
"Oh, Wazza," said Shufti. "Oh, dear."
So who might have sneaked in through the back door? There was no one around except the squad and the cavalrymen. Perhaps someone wanted to watch and cause a little trouble on the way.
"Strappy," she said aloud. "It must have been him. The little weasel ran into the cavalry and then snuck back to watch. He was damn well going through our packs out the back. Oh, come on," she added as they stared at her. "Can you see Wazza stealing from anyone? Anyway, when did she have the chance?"
"Wouldn't they have taken him prisoner?" said Tonka,
staring at the crushed machine in Wazza's shaking hands.
"If he'd whipped off his shako and jacket, he'd be just another stupid civilian, wouldn't he? Or he could say he was a deserter. He could make up some story," said Polly. "You know how he was with Wazza. He went through my pack too, stole something of mine."
"What was it?" said Shufti.
"Just something, okay? He just wanted to make trouble."
She watched them, thinking. "Sounds convincing," said Maledict, nodding abruptly. "Little weasel. Okay, Wazza, just fish out the beans, and I'll do the best I can."
"There's no...
Maledict put a hand over his eyes.
"No beans?"
he said. "Please, has anyone got the beans?" There was a general rummaging and a general lack of a result.
"No beans," moaned Maledict. "He threw away the beans."
"Come on, lads, we've got to get the sentries posted," said Jackram, approaching. "Sorted it all out, have you?"
"Yes, Sarge. Oz thinks,"
Shufti began.
"It was all a bit of a mispacking, Sarge," said Polly quickly, anxious to keep away from anything connected with missing ringlets. "Nothing to worry about. All sorted, Sarge. No problem. Nothing to worry anyone. Not a thing, Sarge."
Jackram looked from the startled squad to Polly, and back again. She felt his gaze bore into her, daring her to change her expression of mad, tense honesty.
"Yes," he said slowly. "Right. Sorted out, eh? Well done, Perks. Attention! Officer present."
"Yes, yes, Sergeant, thank you. But I don't think we need to be too formal," said Blouse, who looked rather pale. "A word with you when you have finished, if you please. And I think we should bury the, bodies."
Jackram saluted.
"Right you are, sir. Two volunteers to dig a grave for those poor souls. Goom and Toot. What's he doing?"
Lofty was over by the blazing charcoal oven. She was holding a burning branch a foot or two from her face and turning it this way and that, watching the flames.
"I'll do it, Sarge,"
said Tonka, stepping beside Wazza.
"What are you, married?"
said Jackram.
"You are on guard, Holter. I doubt whoever did it'll come back, but if they do, you sing out, right? You and Igor come with me, and I'll show you your stations."
"No coffee," moaned Maledict.
"Foul muck anyway," said Jackram, walking away. "A cup of hot sweet tea is the soldier's friend."
Polly grabbed the kettle for Blouse's shaving water and hurried away. That was another thing you learned in the military. Look busy. Look busy, and no one worried too much about what you were busy at.
Bloody, bloody Strappy. He'd got her hair. He'd try and use it against her if he could, that was certain. That'd be his style. What would he do now? Well, he'd want to keep away from Jackram, that'd be another certainty. He'd wait, somewhere. She'd have to, too.